This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back. It is 8:09, almost 8:10 here on Brian and Company. And, you know, there's people who you sort of run into along the way, and you meet, and you talk to them here and there, and you watch them work, and you feel like you know them, but you don't know them, right? Anthony is one of those individuals where I haven't interacted a ton with him. We've seen each other along the way here and there, but I've watched him work in his time here in Connecticut, and I've wanted to get him in for a while, and now he's leaving state government and going off on his own and get the opportunity to sit down and spend some time with him. Now, if you don't know Anthony, you came in as the head of communications for Lamont, correct?
I actually started off as a senior press secretary working under somebody who I know you've brought in and have talked to a bunch of times, Max Reese.
Oh, get out.
Yeah. So yeah. I worked for Max, and when Max left, I took over for the governor. And then when term two rolled around, I was appointed to this position, and I guess the rest is history.
Which is a chief marketing officer? Was it a position that didn't exist?
It did not exist. So long story short, there were two offices before. There was the Office of Tourism and the Office of Marketing Branding, both in under the economic development umbrella. And they didn't really work together much. And when they did, it was, you know, butting heads.
Right.
So
it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, at state government.
Yeah.
So I was brought in, which is something that did make sense, to oversee both, create a cohesive strategy, make sure that everything is kind of humming along. And that's what we've done.
And so, and is that something you aspired to do, that you sort of wanted to get out of that daily grind of comms and you wanted to be more on the bigger picture sort of strategy,
yeah,
more moving forward type,
yeah,
thing?
That's always been a little bit, and it's less about the strategy and just more about making sure that there is cohesion across the board, because communicating with people and making sure they understand what's going on and they feel engaged and valued, it's more than just working with the media. It's more than just advertisements. It's more than just social media and billboards and flyers. I mean, there are so many key pieces, and especially in a day like now, you know better than anybody.
Yeah.
Media is so fractured. You can get your information in a trillion different places.
Yeah. I mean, it's so true, and it's hard to break out. It's hard to get noticed, which is why the pizza thing was so interesting. And now it's getting some pushback, which we'll get into. You're here for the whole hour, so we don't have to do all this. We don't have to do this all at once. But, you know, obviously, whether it's you specifically, and we'll get to the origin story, or your office, you know, collaboratively, did this, you know, Connecticut pizza capital of the world, it caught on. And whether you agree with it or don't agree with it, whether they think it's frivolous or not, whether they think it's good for the state or not, it caught on. I still credit I credit Portnoy more, maybe even more than you.
Oh, I
to
do
be
too.
Honest.
Yeah,
so.
No. There's lay it all out there. I give him all the credit in the world. He put us on the map. All
but
we
you
did
something with
we,
it.
We added an exclamation point to it.
Yeah, and I think that it's really smart. And I think that so there's credit there for being smart enough to recognize it and then being good enough to execute it to the point where you got attention for it. I mean, the free media, do you guys calculate the free media? I mean, do you know how much that whole thing was worth?
Yeah, so we use a program called Cision. They measure not only the impressions but the value. It's the value is north of $30 million. And we, you know what we spent? $300,000 in total over a year.
So in terms of like, you know, ROI for the taxpayer, might not be many more successful programs we've seen.
No, all right. So based upon the calculations that we did with our partners who, you know, they're part of our whole data ecosystem, for every dollar we spent on pizza investments, it brought back $11 to the state in taxes. And so 11-1, and when you look at the national average, it's 8-1 for place marketing.
Wow.
And the state itself, this has blown away anything that we have done in the past.
So has New Haven seen a demonstrable uptick in out-of-state visitation?
So in the 6 weeks that we did the billboards in New York,
yeah.
You know, where we said, you know, nation's best pizza, not you, New York. That 6 weeks while those were up, there was a 22% increase in visitation in New Haven from New York City specifically.
So it definitely, you think it is that will be lasting, or do you think that there needs to be, now that you're leaving, to be a sort of consistent stoking of the fire? Or how do you think it should be incorporated into messaging around the state moving forward?
So I don't think it necessarily has to be continued over and over and over again. But what I think it should be, and probably will be, is it's part of our DNA. I mean, so a couple years back, and I'm going to get a little nerdy for just a second.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Well, you've gotten some good nerd stuff already with the data. I like it.
Yeah. I got plenty more where that's coming from. So back in 2023, one of the very first things I did in this role was we rebranded the state. And that's not about pretty pictures and words that we use. It's about codifying identity, really creating something that people can latch on to.
Well, because people think Connecticut's old and boring and this and that, correct?
Bingo. And that's what we knew we needed to refute. And so this whole strategic work that we did from the very beginning was all about not only turning that on its head, but also giving people to something that they can feel like they're a part of. And so the identity of Connecticut always has been and probably always will be a state of makers, creators, innovators, and entrepreneurs.
Do you have to pitch the governor, or does he say, you go do you?
It was a little bit of both. So we definitely went in and showed the governor all of this work. We did not do any of it without his permission. However, based upon the work that I had done with him and the relationship that we have, he does trust me. So like they don't check in all too often. I let them know before we do things so they're not caught off guard, but that, you know, they've allowed us to run, which I think has given us success.
You know, Matt, do we have to take a break or what do you want to do here? We'll take it to traffic. Well, I might as well ask this question now since we're specifically on the topic. You come into this position and you're trying to, like you said, rebrand the state. What's like, who's in the room or what kind of meetings are had? And then you decide, you know, whether it's basketball or pizza or whatever it is, quality of life, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, what's the genesis of the concept of what to do here? So like pizza, it may seem obvious now, but like 2 years ago, people knew it was really good and that again, the most prominent pizza voice in the country thinks it's the best, but no one was talking about it as a marketing concept.
So you go back to the strategy. We knew not only that we were the state of makers and creators, we also knew where we need to be in 10 years. So it's like you got to figure out that delta and what is going to get you there. And so this all-encompassing umbrella identity, it works for not only basketball and pizza, but it also works for nuclear submarines, jet engines, and helicopters, things that we do make. And now, you know, we've made some major investments at the state in quantum technology and AI. And so we're going to continue being this state of creation. And that's something like that broad umbrella brings it all in. But I always tell people, I think the most important creators and makers in our state are homemakers, parents raising their children, first responders making safe communities, and teachers who are making they're creating the next generation of Connecticut residents. So those are really important people, and we made this identity, again, makers and creators, so everybody can self-identify and be a part of it.
I think that the thing – we got to take a break here. The thing that the pizza and the New Haven thing does is that the one thing you didn't talk about is like young people who aren't married with kids. And that's the key for – that's really what Connecticut needs.
Yes.
Listen, we're talking with Anthony. Anthony, again, the outgoing chief marketing officer here in Connecticut. In terms of today, drizzle and fog this morning. Rain and freezing showers will taper off. You'll get some sun this afternoon. It'll be in the low 40s, so it's going to clear up pretty good. And then tomorrow's nice, mostly sunny, maybe a light wind in the 40s. Friday, thickening clouds, showers developing in the afternoon, highs 45 to 50. Then on Saturday, rain by the afternoon in the 40s. Then the showers are going to end early on Sunday, and it's going to clear but be breezy, low to mid 40s. So by the time I get to Foxborough, I think we should be all right. Between you and Fazio, the hair.
Ryan has great hair.
But the two of you, like, that's insane.
Good genes.
Ugh.
Good genes.
I just, the older I get, like, I get hair envy, you know, as a former TV guy.
What are you talking about, Brian?
Oh,
like,
no.
I've always admired it. Like, I've seen, the first time I met you was at the governor's residence, and I believe your hair was longer then. And I'm like, oh my God. So when my hair gets that long, it froze out.
Right.
I can't do that. So that's why I have hair envy of you.
So what I did, that was like, man, was that like 2-3 years ago? I tried to grow my hair out, and I end up like Chewbacca too. Like I wake up in the morning and I'm like 6'9", you know. But I couldn't get all the way to when it got long because it was just too much.
It's a lot of work,
and it was my last shot because I'm 54 now. I'm not growing the hair out again. Unless something really crazy goes on in my world, I don't see it happening. I wanted to talk about. By the way, was basketball your thing too? Like making that by trolling Massachusetts and putting the sign on the border,
So here's the story: UConn is and always will be the basketball capital of the world. That is their thing. They have actually trademarked. Yes, they market as such. So I called up a guy named Kyle Muncy.
Yeah, I remember Kyle from back in the day.
Yeah, great, great guy. I'd say, Kyle, what would you say if we took that saying and put it on the border of Massachusetts, home of the basketball capital of the world? And he goes, I love it. He goes, all I asked for is the trademark to be on there.
I saw the little circles there.
So actually the thing is in learning about federal guidelines, because these are all on federal highways, interstate highways, you can't put those trademarks on there.
Oh, you can't?
So I was like, I can't put it on there. Are you still good with it? And he goes, yeah. So long story short, that was us. You know, collaboration with DOT, Garrett Ucolito, we've been able to troll our neighboring states and have a little fun.
Well, I know Maura Healey didn't like it.
No,
I mean,
no, she didn't. I don't blame her. But here's the thing. I think both Maura Healey, Kathy Hochul, Eric Adams at the time, I think everybody's in on the joke. Everybody's got to be in on the joke. It's supposed to be in jest and in fun. If people don't realize that and they want to take it seriously, I understand.
But the debate generates energy for both sides.
I hope one of those other states make their welcome signs something like that fire back at us.
I like it because, listen, the way I viewed – I was here – I came to ESPN in 98 as a single young man at 26.
I bet there are stories.
There are stories.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it wasn't – OG days, but it was heyday for ESPN. I mean, they used to not just have a part of the AquaTurf. They did all the rooms in the AquaTurf for the Christmas party, and it was bananas. But, Asylum Street in Hartford was much better, and Hartford was much more fun. We still ripped it to shreds, but it was more fun than it is now. But generally speaking, the concept was it's a horrible – like ESPN had a tremendous amount of trouble keeping their top-end talent – because they wanted to be in New York, and eventually the talent won out and they let Mike Greenberg and everybody do their shows from wherever. Now it doesn't really matter. But back in the day, young people are like, this place stinks, right? That was the mantra among our friend group. And then, I left in 2007 and I came back in 2019 and I love it. I mean, I absolutely, I can't imagine a better place to be here with my family as I, you know, go through the next phase of my life. So how do you counter, because that perception I'm pretty sure still exists among young people.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard, especially for places, you know, for our larger municipalities, the towns in particular. I think it's going to be hard to attract young people who want a vibrant nightlife. However, if you go to a Stamford, you go to a New Haven, Hartford, by the way, you know, it's on the up and up. It's a lot of fun.
We've been hearing that for a long time. But yeah, I mean, there's parts of it that are good.
I have no basis of comparison. I mean, I came in during the pandemic, but I very much enjoy Pratt Street. In parts of downtown and even well beyond that, there's some really interesting stuff.
Well, I want to listen, we're going to get to what you're doing next. Make sure we give that good time. So don't sweat that. And I want to get into some of the political backlash of pizza. We'll definitely get to that too. But since you mentioned Hartford, you know, I had a coffee with David Griggs yesterday, who runs the Metro Hartford Alliance. I talked to Arunan. Tim Restall is a huge friend of the show. I mean, I want Hartford to succeed. And I'm angry with the governor. Like, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm down the middle, and we D's and R's are welcome here in equal parts.
Totally.
But I am frustrated that he collectively bargained away return to work for state workers. But I don't know that it's enough to have solved it. But when it comes to Hartford, do you think it can become a city that's vibrant enough to? Because you walk down there in the middle of the day, and it's.
The short answer is yes. And here is my theoretical.
You take your
how-to.
Political I work for the governor hat off.
Yeah, it's off. Here is my how to, whether it's, you know, collective bargaining aside, Brian. This is actually not just a Hartford problem, this is a Connecticut problem. We have too many damn organizations doing the same thing and not playing in the same sandbox.
Meaning like too many insurance companies or like
No, like for Hartford. There are about a half dozen organizations in Hartford who are all trying to not only market Hartford, but do placemaking, improve Hartford, add things to do, bring in young people, bring in businesses, bring in cool stuff. There needs to be more.
You mean like CRDA, CBIA,
yes,
Metro Hartford?
Yes, all of the above. If all of it, I'm not saying they all need to
consolidate,
but I think the coordination. There needs to be strong centralized coordination. Hartford, New Haven, Stamford, doesn't matter where. We're just too small of a state for there to be so many different people running in different directions.
It's really interesting because I sometimes wonder which organization is in control of what. Which one is just a cheerleader and which one actually can get the money. You know, like I don't know all the time. You know, and I think CRDA is the one that can get the money.
CRDA
and everyone
else
is cheerleading. Is that how it works?
Yeah. So I talk to the head of CRDA frequently, and they have the money, and I think they actually have an opportunity to do it a little differently. They can be part of the promotion because they have some of the best cultural assets with the rent, People's Bank, many of the shops that are there. So. You know, whether it's them taking the lead, the mayor taking the lead, you know, the bishops, quote unquote, you know, I think I've heard about them coming back in a new fashion.
Illuminati.
Yes, exactly. I mean, heck, even if like once I'm gone out of my role, if I'm able to work side by side with some of these folks, I think it's important that there is coordination and guidance because I think the recipe for success for them, I think the reason we've had success in what we've done in our office, it's not about big ideas. It's about connecting dots and bringing disparate things together.
So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The voice you're hearing is Anthony. Anthony, again, the outgoing chief marketing officer here in Connecticut. Coming up next, in the next half hour, we're going to talk about two things. What's next for Anthony? And then also, I'm going to play a snippet from the Republicans' new ad targeting your soon-to-be ex-boss and your prized marketing campaign on pizza. And I don't know if you've seen the whole ad. I'm sure you have.
I have, yeah.
And then we'll play a snippet of it from Mike Cerulli's WTNH report, and then we'll talk about it. It is 8:43 here on a Wednesday, January 7th. We're here with Anthony. Anthony, who's been with the governor, not from the start, right?
No, I came in 21, early 21. He's 19, so I missed the first 2 years.
So Max Reese left NBC Connecticut, went to the governor's office, and he hired you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep in touch with him?
Oh, yeah.
So, and he's with Eversource now. Like, he had a cup of coffee with M&T, and then he went to Eversource,
yes,
right?
Max has got a thing for evil empires. He went from journalism to government to banking to energy.
But he's found a way to do it. I mean, listen, a lot of people in government and media at some point want to make some money, right? And then, you know, they support, he's got young children, and I've always found Max to be great to deal with. You know, I wanted to at 50, we'll get into the political implications of pizza, which is actually a real question. But so you've had your years here. You obviously, to be honest, from a marketing standpoint, you couldn't be at a better place, right? So you're making this decision to go off on your own. To do public relations, media, like what are you going to do when you hang the shingle on your own office?
So what I specialize in is brand management and reputation repair. I mean, if you look at—
Is that like crisis management kind of thing?
I see crisis management as a subset of that. I mean, it can be like, that's more tactical.
Okay.
So like when you think about the identity of an organization, identity of a state, identity of even a person, if they're suffering in some way, shape, or form, I may have to come in it because it's a crisis, but there has to be some kind of rehab. So what is the short, medium, and long term look like for that? And so whether that's PR, advertising, you know, public speaking, community relations, all of the above, that's my gig.
What's the name of it? Do you have a name?
I'm going to hold on to that for a couple weeks. Every good PR person will tell you got to spread it out and make sure there's a long time low.
Incremental. Okay, yeah. That's fine. Now, what made you come to this decision?
So I think it was time. You know, talking to Max, you may know this, and maybe other state officials, like working for the state, it's really a labor of love, and it's difficult. And
a lot of work, not a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's like dog years. So I've been with the state almost 5 years at this point. And
it ages you, too.
I had black hair before I started. Now I got gray.
Still looks pretty black, but I see it on the sides.
A little.
So it's time. You did your time. I mean, that's pretty much a classic trope, right, within government. But you could have worked for a big shop. You could have done a bunch of different things. You decided to go off on your own. Like, did you know how to do that? Did you have to read a bunch of books on how to start your own business? Are you nervous?
So I've done a little bit of this in the past. I worked for big shops in New York years ago and then went out to just freelance and jump around from big shops. I've got a little bit of the instinct. I'm not trying to grow too fast. You know, I think the secret sauce, I know this sounds arrogant as all get out, but I think the secret sauce is me. It's not necessarily some big formula. So I don't want to grow fast. I want to be able to have my hands and
do a good job with the people you have.
Yeah, I care about providing value. So
already have clients?
I've got a couple waiting in the wings, yes.
So it ranges from individuals to companies. Like if somebody needed some reputational repair, they could hire you. Mm-hmm. If a company, you know, wanted your insight as a consultant on a marketing campaign, say, like paying you just to maybe sit in the room with them, mm-hmm. not hire you full time, but to help navigate what they should do.
Exactly. And I can do that. And excuse me. I can also do some of the more nitty gritty stuff, but I think I provide greater value in that advisory oversight type of role.
Are you decent at sort of like, I don't like work from home.
No,
I don't like.
I got two small kids. I can't work from home.
Well, I just wonder, like, is it going to be easy? So you're going to have your own space and stuff like that? Are you going to? I mean, how's it going to work for you? Because if I was work from home, I would not be a productive human. I wouldn't be.
No, I definitely am not. So when I have to work from home, I will. I'll probably bounce around from coffee shop to coffee shop, find a co-working space here and there. You know, I'm exploring it all.
That's interesting. We're talking with Anthony. Anthony, again, the outgoing chief marketing officer. You know, we're gonna pause here, and then I'm gonna play a clip. Mike Cerulli, who I think does a great job, and it's funny because I talk about like Ken Goslin or Christopher Keating or even Dixon. It's like when those guys go, there's nothing behind them.
There's Mike. So we need another generation of Mikes.
But what I like about Mike is that he actually does the work in the old school way. And I don't say old school as in like outdated. I mean like he goes out with the young staffers. He sources people. He works sources. Like there's not a lot of people doing that today. And he's doing it here in Connecticut. But he did a piece after Ben Proto did this sort of quasi release of an ad campaign for the Republicans as they make an effort to go after Lamont as he tries to get a third term. We'll play that short clip and then we'll talk about it. And talk about creativity. We talked earlier about the pizza campaign, which was incredibly successful, but now it's being used against the governor, there's an attempt to use it against the governor by the Republican Party here in Connecticut to sort of expose. Their goal is to expose the governor as being, as you know, between him and his wife, definitely a billionaire's couple. Who knows what the final numbers are, that he's out of touch with the affordability issue with the people of Connecticut. So here's a little snippet of Mike Cerulli from WTNH, his piece, and then a little bit of they slap together audio of the governor. It's not all one continuous soundbite from him, but they edit it.
The ad pokes fun at Lamont's tendency to talk up Connecticut's renowned pizza scene in an attempt to frame the two-term incumbent as out of touch with kitchen table affordability issues.
The middle class is getting pizza, not enough good pizzas. We seem to be in a chronic pizza crisis.
So that's just a little thing, and they do a bunch of stuff, and they show images of pizza and cutting pizza. I'm not going to ask a leading question.
I'll just respond immediately. You talked about out of touch, Brian. I think actually Ben Proto and the Republicans with this strategy are a little out of touch. You know, to not be in on the joke, New York's in on the joke, New Jersey's in on the joke, Chicago and Detroit are in on the joke. They come across as stodgy and boring. With this, like this is old school Republicans from like the 1990s type of deal.
You know, what's interesting, you say that because, I mean, listen, he's an extremely wealthy person who doesn't really, he wakes up every day with a different mentality than outside of Ray Dalio and a bunch of folks in Greenwich. he just looks at the world differently just because of who he is and what he has necessarily. But I also think that they're trying, there's two things I'd say, that they're trying to figure out what can stick.
Yeah, yeah. And that when, and I'll give them credit where credit's due. We're talking about it, aren't we? We're spreading the word for them.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's, the pizza thing was your baby, and I mean, so you're of the opinion that it's something that, like, it's cute for a news cycle, but
So, and I'm not just saying this because, yes, I'm a Democrat. Yes, I work for the governor. I think it was just a piss poor message. There's no way around it. Not the affordability message, but how you're trying to relate pizza to affordability. I think it's just a stretch.
Yeah. Well, they're basically saying he focuses more on pizza than the people. My thing, the criticism of the governor, you know, like whether it's from Diamantis or to me, like the Terrence Shane thing was a disaster, that there's this sort of like, he loves like the photo op, glad handing off shucksy stuff. But when it comes to the rolling up your sleeve stuff post pandemic, he doesn't really like that. I feel like that's a vulnerability. Am I misunderstanding him by saying that?
I think the governor does roll up his sleeves. I mean, he's actually one of the most thoughtful people in the room. He asks, he's not afraid. And this is actually, to give him credit, this is his superpower. He's not afraid to ask the obvious question. What some people would say is, hey, that's a kind of a dumb question to ask. He asks the basics. And I think what that does for him is it helps him not only have a good understanding, it helps him be able to relay that to people who don't understand the ins and outs of bureaucracy and how government works.
So I guess it leads me to this, you know, Julia Bergman's leaving too. Mm-hmm. Everyone assumes that when Rob Blanchard came into the fold, that he was definitely running for another term. I didn't want him to run. Not for any political reason other than I don't want to wait 4 years for an open race. I want to have some fun in politics, right? And I really, really like a lot of people on both sides. I think Aaron Stewart and Ryan Fazio are really good candidates, whether it's, you know, the attorney general or whether it's Sean Scanlon or whomever. I think there's really capable people and capable politicians on both sides. I wanted him to step aside for that reason, right? Selfish media motivated reason.
I get it.
But, you know, I don't know to what degree you can speak honestly, but like he's one of the most popular governors in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And fiscally, the state is in great shape. And there's a lot of problems to tackle. There's no doubt about it. Our cities are are arguably neglected relative to the wealth of the other parts of the state. But why not just hang a hat on two great terms and not roll the dice on what could go south in a third?
It's a great question. I think you should have him on and ask.
I sort of have. And he said, I like the job. And
yeah.
And people tell me, you know, on the side, you know, that his wife still wants to do what she's doing. And, you know, and he does have a grandchild now, but, you know, his lifestyle, it doesn't necessarily preclude him from getting QT there. So why not?
So I think the governor has been very smart about the people he brings in. You know, term one, he had Paul Mounds running the show, Josh Jabal, Max. Yeah. You know, these are people that not only I worked with and are colleagues, but I admire tremendously, not only friends, but mentors. And in term two, you know, he's had Johnny Dock, he's had Matt Brockman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent, I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
F. Beckham. You know, I think some of the commissioners, he surrounds himself with really smart people. That's what I'm getting at. So,
do you think he should have just said this? You know, I'm going to go down in history as a great governor in Connecticut, and there's some people think there's a third term curse. If he asked you, would you have said, "Yeah, go for it"?
Really good question.
In some ways, that gives me the answer because you don't want to say you would have told him no. So you're trying to find a way to say
no, Brian, I'm not going to equivocate and I'm not going to obfuscate. I hate that when politicians do that. So what I would have said, and this is my style of advice, I go both sides of the coin.
That's equivocating.
No,
you don't have to answer.
I'm giving you we talked about this before. I'm giving you the why and how I think. Don't run because you go out on top, like me. I am intentionally going out on top. However, on the other side, if you think that there are things that you can do, if you think the state is better off under your direction, if you think that your mission is not complete, keep going. I think what's challenging for him is third terms are a little iffy. I think historically for a lot of folks, it doesn't look great.
It's like in sports, it's hard to beat a good team three times, right?
Yes. You know, I think that he's got it in him. I think he wants to leave it all in the field and there's more to do.
If I may ask before we say goodbye, out of all the people who desperately want to be governor, can you give me one or two that you like without dismissing the one or two you don't mention?
So I have worked very closely with all of these folks.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, Susan, William Tong. I've even worked closely with Aaron and Ryan. I think they all have what it takes. I'm sure that this is one thing I will.
That is equivocating.
I'm going to equivocate again. Okay. I think there are other.
Yes, tough questions. You get equivocation.
Yeah, well, there are other people behind the scenes who we aren't even talking about who would make really good governors.
You want to give us a name?
No, I don't. No, I don't. But I feel good about the future of Connecticut. Let's go there.
Do you think a Republican can win?
Yes. We talked about that. I'm not from Connecticut. I'm not from New England. I'm from Virginia originally. Politics of New England offer opportunities for moderate Republicans to win. And after 16 years of Democrats, maybe even 20 years of Democrats in Connecticut, it will be possible. I don't think Aaron or Ryan will win.
This one?
No.
Yeah.
I do not think so.
I think when push comes to shove, I think they're running for 2030. And I think that one of them wants to come out as the front runner there. I just wonder what they're going to do for 4 years if they lose to stay, you know, front of mind if they don't have a mayoral or state senator position.
It's fact.
Listen, it's a pleasure. I mean, you got style. I mean, you know, and I've always appreciated the time that we spent. In some ways, and then looking back, I was like, we should have done this more and we should have had more interactions with your office. And I do think that, politics aside, I do think truly trying to paint Connecticut in a different light it's a challenge, and it's worked out really well.
It's been a labor of love. It's been a lot of fun. I love this state. And that's the reason why we've been successful, because it's from the heart. It's authentic.
Let's stay in touch.
Yeah, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.